Εδώ είμαστε λοιπόν παρέα με τον Αντούς. Αντούς, hi, I'm very glad having you here today to say a lot of things about the new album. As you said, sure, it's the new Irma sound, the old vintage sound, even the new sound of yours.
Exactly. Yes,
yes.
Thank you for having me. Yeah, I think it's a combination of all worlds, and it's very, very old school Irma and just new school me.
Somebody in 2021, you released the solo album Aura, one of the most important electronic sound labels in Europe, Irma. Even with Grammatic, Just of Funk, LDJ Experience, and all these guys are in Irma Records, or no?
No. They're at just of Funk. And Just of Funk is now with Francesco Farias.
But I think that kind of sound we can hear from Sour, it's the sound of the old vintage sound, as we remember of the Irma sound, the electronic sound, and then we can put a blend in the sound of soul, of hip-hop, even of R&B.
Yeah, I think soul is always, for me, that's the through line, that's the foundation. And I love electronics, so everything comes from soul and then goes sort of fans out into other genres for me.
Όπως καταλαβαίνετε, ξεκινήσαμε κατευθείαν να μιλάμε. Η Irma Records είναι μια μεγάλη δισκογραφική εταιρεία στην Γερμανία. Ασχολείται κυρίως με το κομμάτι της ηλεκτρόνικα. Από εκεί ξεκίνησε και ήταν ένα από τα άλμπουμ το 2021 ο Αντούς, και ηχογραφήσει παράλληλα με τις συνεργασίες με τον Grammatic, τους Just of Fun, τους LB, LTJ Experience, του Satin Jacket, among others, και πολλούς άλλους, ακόμα και Έλληνες, και είναι κάποια από τα πράγματα που σίγουρα μπαίνουν μέσα στο blend, το mixer του καινούριου ήχου. So, talking about the new album, everybody wants to listen the GOAT. The GOAT is the new songs and comes after a first date of the album that he's preparing a lot of months, prepared after 9 months of touring with Power of Stellar, is that right?
That's right, yeah. We had a lot of shows last year, and then suddenly this big break, and, you know, any artist is like, well, what am I going to do with this time, you know? So, and it kind of worked out because I was really hitting a bit of a dark patch in my life, which, you know, brings out the art. So it kind of all came in to the right space at the right time, you know. Yeah. What I mean, for the creativity.
So GOAT thrill the audience.
Yeah.
Okay, everybody, when they listen to GOAT, for me, when I heard GOAT from the first time, it reminds me of the sound of Prince. Is that right?
One of my big influences, of course. Yeah, it's I don't know, man. I woke up one day with this, you know, that song is about being grateful for everything in life and sort of waking up with a smile and just counting your blessings and saying, you know, this is what I like about my life, and being grateful just overall. And that's that sentiment has to come with this funky disco, you know, cool, soulful sound. Like that's all.
Even the alternative sound and the new sound, the unique sound of Prince.
Yeah, exactly. That's my guy. I'm just tired of the status quo.
Αυτό λοιπόν είναι το GOAT. Εδώ έχουμε τον Αντούς δίπλα μας. Tell me, what was your relationship with Greece before you decided to come here? And when did you decide to live permanently in Athens? And what made you to make that decision?
So I was coming here for 10 years, every year. I fell in love from the first moment I stepped foot into Greece. And after that 10 years, I put some money down on a place, right? And I was living in LA. And I had just started working with Parav. I think I'd done a few things with some other producers in Europe. And, you know, LA, I was living in this small little box apartment and, you know, no money, nothing really going on but playing the live scene over and over again. And I said to myself, man, so much more is going on for me in Europe already. And I love Greece. Why wouldn't I make that a permanent thing, you know? So I came to put money on the place and then I just never left. And that was it.
So if now say something, if you want to go back to LA or to work to LA, not to go for tour to LA, to live in LA, will you go back?
1,000% no.
No.
Καλύτερα εδώ.
Καλύτερα εδώ.
Στην Ελλάδα. Yeah, για μένα. For me, it's much better.
When we are talking about music and we are talking about the new album, όπως καταλάβατε λοιπόν, ο Αντούς δεν έφυγε. Ήρθε, μάζεψε λεφτά, έρχονταν εδώ από το 2005. Ήρθε τελικά μόνιμα στην Ελλάδα. Μένει και 1000% δεν φεύγει από την Ελλάδα. We are talking about the new album and then we will listen Timeline 1980. It's the first time that we will listen the song before
anywhere.
The official release anywhere.
Correct. It'll be the first time anyone hears that playing right here. Cosmos.
Thank you very
man,
much.
Man, thank you.
When we are talking about Part of Stellar and you said that you've been after 9 months of touring with Part of, tell me about your relation. How come? With the first time that you have the approach with Parov. I know the Kiss Kiss song.
Yes, so I did a vocal remix for Kiss Kiss. Had no idea who Parov Stelar was. He was just starting to get famous at that time. This is 2011, I think. And I did a vocal remix and I sent it to like all the emails I could find for Parov Stelar. And like 48 hours later, he wrote me back personally. He said, man, I get a lot of this stuff and, you know, I never respond, but personally, I just think this is amazing. Do you want to be on my next album? And that's how it all started. And now, you know, all these years later, I'm in the band. And, you know, he's a dear friend and a collaborator and someone I look up to in the business as well.
You're officially a big member of the band. And after and since Princess, you've been collaborated on every album and from 2018 till nowadays.
Yeah, he would just, you know, next album coming, he would send me a bunch of layouts and say, you know, do you like any of these? You want to write to one of these? And we just kept working. And I, you know what? I didn't meet him like in person for the first 5 years of working together. So we met for the first time 5 years later in New York, like 2016. Yeah. So it was just that whole, you know, back and forth. That's the beauty of the time we live in. You know, we could share files. I'm sending him vocals. He's sending me tracks. And that's how this all got going.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So tonight we will listen for the first time Timeline 1980. Από το νέο άλμπουμ του Undoes. Για πρώτη φορά στην Ελλάδα θα κυκλοφορήσει αύριο σε επισημή κυκλοφορία σε όλο τον κόσμο. Είστε πάντα συντονισμένοι εδώ στον κόσμο σε 93,6. Tell me something. 1980. You think that 1980 refers to Greece, to Greece 80s, to the sound of the 80s, to the pop of the 80s? Tell me the idea and the philosophy of the song.
Let me first of all say, according to the lyrics, I was not old enough to be dancing with my baby in 1980. Okay, I wasn't.
All right.
But no, it's this is a song we did the music together with Dimitris Nasios and Leo Tassios from Man Called Shadow, Quasimodo. And I don't know, man. It was one of those things. We spent 4 hours together in a room, came up with the music, and the lyrics just came to me. I don't know why. It was a 1980s feeling, you know. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to talk about, like, time travel. Going back in time to right a wrong in a relationship as if to change the outcome. That was the mindset of the lyrics.
I remember the first time when we are talking about Man Called Shadow, when we were playing High Hopes. Mm. The first time, I remember Dimitris, because it's a very close music friend.
Yeah, yeah.
And I remember, and I saw the sound and the song, and we were playing the radio and, you know, all these things.
Right.
And I remember that it was a very big and strong collaboration, Man Called Shadow with High Hopes. And I remember that became number one in Vienna radio station and most of the radio stations in Greece. But I was wondering how come in Vienna became number one song.
That is a really good question.
Do
right.
you know?
I remember. Yeah, I remember this.
You remember that?
Radio Superfly, because they support me. They're really great about playing my stuff, and so the guy wrote me and told me it was number one, and I couldn't believe it. You know, and of course I told the guys right away. But yeah, it was it shot up to number one. Quickly there.
Ήταν το κομμάτι right. λοιπόν που λέγαμε αυτό για τους Man Called Shadow, φυσικά, και για τον Δημήτρη Νάσιο. Όταν το κομμάτι ανέβηκε πραγματικά στην κορυφή, ανέβηκε και στην Ελλάδα του High Hopes, αλλά ανέβηκε και νούμερο ένα στην Βιέννη. Για κάποιο λόγο πήγε το κομμάτι εκεί πάνω. I was wondering, we are talking about soul. I know that that one of your major music influences is soul music, Otis Redding, even Sam Cooke. Have you ever thought about what it would be like to have been born 50 years ago and to have collaborated with one of them?
Well, first of all, That's some stiff competition, man, to be born back then trying to compete with these guys. You know, these guys are next level. But if I could have collaborated with someone, definitely Sam Cooke is
Sam Cooke.
Somebody I feel like we could have done some cool vocal harmonies, you know?
Mm. Okay, yeah. Okay, Sam Cooke. Ο Sam Cooke είναι σίγουρα ένας από τους καλλιτέχνες που θα ήθελαν πάρα πολύ μουσική να δουλέψουν μαζί. I like very much this song. It's very nice. Distant light brighten up the darkness in my mind. Color me in prime. Paint a pretty picture. Draw the line. Tell me, what is the philosophy you have in mind when you create? Do you prefer, first of all, the studio and production, or to go outdoors, live and touring?
It's a great question. They're so different for me. When I'm in the mindset of studio, mm-hmm. So that's where I want to be. You know, like sometimes to go and play a live show, it takes me out of the studio mindset. So when I'm in the studio, it's really like, it's a different beast. But then, you know, when I'm touring, again, like after a show or two, you get really into that side of yourself. But they're so different for me. I mean, even the singing is different for me, you know?
Yeah.
It's a completely different story being in the booth with the microphone by myself and then being out there with, you know, thousands of people, a big band behind you. Two different worlds, so I like them equally. I truly do. Just depends where I'm at.
I remember you in release Athens in 2018 with Pav. It was great. It was brilliant. It was very big.
My very first time playing with Parov in the band. You know, I opened for them, but first time in the band was 2018 in Athens. Yeah, never forget.
You remember that?
Never forget it.
Yeah. You came in Athens as a conclusion of all this. You came in Athens in a difficult period in the country, in the middle of economic crisis and the austerity, in the period that a lot of Greek artists leave the city, but you stayed. Did you regret it?
Zero regrets, man. I'm wearing a big T-shirt that says "No regrets."
No regrets
for that right there. No, that's man. Cool. That was the greatest. One of the healthiest things I did for myself, body, soul, and mind. Honestly, really, it's one of the best things I changes I ever made in my life. So
that's cool.
Yeah,
that's very cool. And it's over for you.
Yeah, man. I mean, I think I was Greek in another life. I think it's possible. I never felt more at peace anywhere in my life, honestly, than here.
New album is going to be released tomorrow officially. Goat is the song. All of them, they are dance songs. Very nice songs, powerful songs.
Thank you.
That can tell you something more than you can imagine. And I think that it's the first time, but not the last time that
no,
you
no, for sure, I'm coming back.
Sit here in Studio in Cosmos, because
sure.
Everybody and Cosmos, the people and Cosmos as a radio, loves you very much. Loves your music, your attitude, your mentality, even Parov's sound. Okay, it's something that is very close and very familiar for us.
Yeah.
But this sound and this album, I think that is going to be great.
Thank you so much, man. I really appreciate the hospitality and how welcome you made me feel just walking in the building. So thank you.
Thank you very much. Last song. Tell me what is going to be the last song.
We're going to go with Goddess of War, which is the last song on the album. And I'm not going to say what this song is about necessarily, but it is the most electronic-based song on the record.
Andrews, thank you very much. Thank you very much for your time.
I've got to stop out of poly.
Thank you, man.